Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. All right, you have the forecast for today. Going to be mainly cloudy. We've got scattered showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon, and some of those could be severe at times. We'll have a high around 54 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is 40, 39 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 36. It is also 36 in Racine. Fire heavily damaged a two-story home across the street from Kenosha's Frank Elementary School Monday night, with at least one minor injury reported. First arriving units said there was heavy smoke and flames on the first floor at 1811 57th Street and that people were evacuating. The incident commander eventually called for more personnel and equipment. As the response continued, mutual aid was requested from the South Shore and Bristol Fire Departments to cover the stations vacated by units from those facilities. The Racine Fire Bells also brought in to provide relief to the crews. How that fire began in Kenosha, that is still under investigation. For more than 3 hours last night, residents of Mount Pleasant peppered village officials with questions about the Highway V water and sewer project. The answers at times greeted with groans and shaking heads. The residents along that roadway are fighting the project. They claim the special assessments levied against their properties are going to force some of them out of their homes. Others complaining the project, which is designed to aid future development near the interstate in Caledonia, will not benefit them and they shouldn't have to help pay for it. Village Attorney Elaine Eka said, however, the property owners will benefit from the project.
There is an improvement coming across the front of the properties along V that provides the ability to connect with a sewer system, as well as to deliver water and for fire protection. And those benefits are outlined in the engineer's report.
Village Administrator Kurt Wallen said the project will eventually benefit the entire community. He said the upcoming election had no bearing on the timing of the vote on the assessment issue. There's a public information meeting on that issue coming up next Monday and a vote of the board 2 days later. Prior to the board meeting, several residents held a rally and a press briefing, with many holding signs showing what they believe their assessments are going to be. St. Monica Senior Living Center in Racine announcing a $7.7 million expansion to accommodate a new memory care unit. Because of the 18,000-square-foot addition, the expansion will also include a new kitchen and chapel. The memory care unit, to have rooms with private baths and secured indoor-outdoor activity spaces, with another 17 new full-time jobs involved. A public groundbreaking is scheduled in the fall. In addition, through a nearly $12,000 grant from the Racine Community Foundation, St. Monica's will be sending staff to be trained and certified in the positive approach to care for Alzheimer's and dementia. Beginning in May, the center will also be offering courses to both care partners and healthcare providers in positive approaches to care techniques. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation reviewing the paperwork on a requested loan of more than $200,000 for what is left of the Shooty Daniels Furniture Store in downtown Burlington, which was heavily damaged by a fire almost 2 years ago.
The applicant is Shad Brannon, who also owns the Plaza Theater in Burlington and the former Geneva 4 Theater in Lake Geneva. He's proposing a retail development that officials believe could be a catalyst for additional downtown development. The Burlington Community Development Authority recently approved a $140,000 revolving business loan for the project, which also still needs additional financing components as well as related requirements. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Wisconsin's presidential primary is still 3 weeks away at this point. However, neighboring Illinois finds itself today in the political spotlight for one of the big prizes in this round of the primary elections. Here's more from reporter David Stewart.
In the presidential race, Hillary Clinton looks to do well in her home state, but Bernie Sanders spent significant time in Illinois. Clinton took aim on the last day, not at Sanders, but at the Republicans.
I don't think the stakes have ever been higher or the rhetoric on the other side ever been lower.
Republican Ted Cruz sees Illinois as fertile ground and in his 5 last day appearances tried to portray Donald Trump as a phony conservative whose Make America Great Again slogan is hollow.
The real question is, do you understand the principles and values that made America great in the first place?
Further down the ticket, there's a 3-way Democratic Senate race with the winner to take on Mark Kirk if he survives a challenge from the right. David Stewart, Chicago.
No politics today in Wisconsin, but tourism ads that are going in a new direction. Secretary of Tourism Stephanie Klett saying they switched gears from the celebrity cameos and the zany fun ads directed by the Zucker brothers of airplane fame.
The Zuckers did 7 commercials for us, and they were all successful. We are so grateful to them. And, of course, they did the zany kind of fun ads, Well, we just wanted to be a little evolutionary. So we're still on the brand of fun, but they're no longer that kind of zany and crazy. It's the real fun that anybody who travels to Wisconsin can experience.
The new spots featuring fun at a classic Wisconsin supper club in Milton and a beach in Bayfield on Lake Superior. 17 chihuahuas and a beagle taken into custody by the Wisconsin Humane Society in Racine Monday after police contacted them about a hoarding situation. The address where the animals were found has not been revealed, though. The 18 dogs brought to the WHS facility on Chicory Road for initial medical care. Then a dozen were transferred to the Saukville facility, according to the Humane Society's Angela Speed. A mother and her five young puppies, very young puppies, were told, staying in Racine for now, according to Speed, noting their age and health status. No information about the owners of the dogs, whom Speed says voluntarily surrendered them. Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel says that a bill passed by the U.S. Senate last week, it addresses several key areas in the fight against heroin abuse.
It has law enforcement investigation grant funding. It has prevention funding. It has treatment. And it has substance abuse recovery support funding as well. All of those things are critical pieces to defeating this epidemic.
Schimmel says it takes the all-hands-on-deck approach that is needed to fight what has become a national problem. Attempted homicide charges continuing against a town of Dover man from an early morning home invasion and knife attack on a man whose throat was severely lacerated in January of last year. Racine County Judge John Jude ruling the comments of 29-year-old Ronald Kane can be used, even though a Racine County Sheriff's investigator misled the defendant with some of his comments. The judge, according to court records, said Miranda was properly administered, and while the suggestion of the defendant that the incident was not a big deal was clearly misleading, it wasn't enough to affect the case going forward to trial on April the 5th. The 58-year-old victim sleeping with his girlfriend at her home when that attack occurred. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 30-year-old Jerry Wilson of Racine, in Milwaukee that is, with two felony counts of threatening officers, two more of throwing or discharging bodily fluids at an officer, plus misdemeanor disorderly conduct and five misdemeanor bail jumping charges. Criminal complaint has Wilson turning himself into police Sunday night, but appearing to be intoxicated. His blood alcohol test showed a 0.34%, which is not acceptable to be admitted into the county jail, so police took him to the hospital. There, Wilson allegedly got belligerent, continued to threaten officers even after he'd been secured to a bed, including verbal threats and spitting on them twice before being sedated. Conviction could mean several years in prison for Wilson, whose next court date is March the 23rd. An almost $54,000 State Department of Veterans Affairs grant has been presented to the Racine County town of Dover to help offset some of the cost of Kansasville fire rescue responders going out to the Southern Wisconsin Center complex, that facility including the Veterans Home, Special Needs Resident, and Correctional Facilities. In making the presentation personally, State Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokos noted that roughly 40% of the department's calls are to the state's properties, almost 80% rescue responses. He suggested it's a thank you for helping take care of Wisconsin veterans, which the fire chief indicates will help to pay the estimated $175,000 cost of a new rescue squad. It's to replace one that is showing its age after almost 20 years. And State Senate Democratic Leader Jennifer Schilling disappointed to see what majority Republicans left off the agenda for today, what's expected to be the end of the session for the year.
You know, I think it's a major letdown for all of us who have been fighting for student loan debt relief and for fair local school funding, reforms of WEDIC and economic development.
State Senate scheduled to take up over 100 bills today, among them portions of a college affordability plan, funding programs to fight opiate abuse, and immunity to minors who were victims of a sexual assault while consuming alcohol. Drive carefully this morning, some fog in the area. And don't forget, WRJN Newscast, they're in podcast form on our webpage. You go to WRJN.com, they're in the local news section. And at WRJN News is our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.